Well, good morning. 7:38, Brock Hunter.
It's gonna be some kind of a record.
Leave that part out. We got to get to it. It's time for your topic of the day, brought to you by Specialite Indicator and Benton Township, who, by the way, is hiring. You're looking to start that new career. It's a new year, new you, new career. Check out special-lite.com. Great starting pay. Awesome benefits, room to grow. They care about you at Special Lite. So go check them out, special-lite.com, right here, Southwest Michigan. Your topic for today, what do you have in life that is a blessing and a curse?
Ooh.
All right. Ew. It's good and it's bad. Right? You like it, but you also don't like it. Right? It's a blessing and a curse.
I can get one right out of the way, right off the bat. This might be a common answer. My phone.
Your phone. Ooh, good answer. Good
it
answer.
It is a blessing. It really is a blessing, dude. Yeah. You know, it has so many great things.
Yep.
It does so many cuts corners. It's awesome. Such a shortcut in life. But when you're scrolling and not even retaining, when my thumb is just scrolling for no reason, that's when I'm like, oh, my God, put it down.
Yep.
It's a curse then.
Yeah, that is I'm going to say that's probably the best answer. I didn't even think about that, but I think you are 100% correct. Because
you should have, you can use your phone for, what's your screen time a day, Brock? Did you ever check that?
So I keep the weekly updates, mostly because I don't know how to turn them off, but every Sunday I get a ding, here's your weekly screen time. And I think I average, three and a half hours a day.
That's not bad. I don't think that's bad compared to what some people.
Oh,
so I think it should be you get 5 hours on your phone a day, and then it's done. It shuts off. Just like social media should close at 6:30, just like your job.
Yep.
Reopens at 9 a.m.
It's and to give myself, I'm going to pat myself on the back a little bit. A lot of that is when I'm working out. Like an hour of that is at least when I'm just watching videos while I'm working out and stuff like that. Right. But it is. It's the most amazing thing. We have the world's knowledge in our pocket at any point in time. We can whip out that
phone. It's hard to put it down, dude.
And it's great. It's amazing. If you were to ask anybody in the past, hey, if we had this thing where you could look up any information that you need.
Did you have to go to the library?
Yeah.
Ask somebody who knew?
It's the biggest, the most amazing invention in my mind outside of the internet right there. Now that we have it on the phone. But it does also bring a lot. You got people glued to it. It's caused society to do things like TikTok.
We used to call grandma and grandpa and ask them questions from back,
I don't know. Quit calling me. God. Trying to sleep. Great
right, my
answer.
My second one, real quick.
Yeah.
I got a wet bar here in my basement, man. And it's a blessing because it's nice to have it right there, But at night when you've already had a few and you look over at that thing and it's calling your name, that's a curse.
Yeah, when you get home drunk from the bar and you're like, I'm going to get more drunk now. I got a wet bar. This is great. And I'm a heavy-handed bartender, too, so it's going to be good. That's
nice. Next morning.
That's nice. Yeah, it's good. What is it? Out of sight, out of mind. I think that's probably the best thing for the wet bar is, just put it away. The bar is not stocked. And then bring in the phone. Now you're drunk with your phone. That's terrible. Right. You're in trouble,
man. You're right. I'm not measuring my shots at the wet bar, that's for sure.
One, two, whatever. It's good. Good answers, buddy. Good answers. I like it. Mine, pretty simple. Something that I have in my life that's a blessing and a curse, my truck.
Dude, will you just burn that thing to the ground for God's sake?
Here's the thing. I love it, and I will always be a truck guy. I don't care if gas is $10 a gallon. You know what I mean? Eventually,
There's always something going on with it,
though. I love having my truck. And it's not even the issue. It's the fact that when you have a truck, all of your friends that don't have trucks then ask you to use your truck for moving. You know how many people I've had to move things for because I have the truck?
He's got a truck called Brock.
Yeah.
Hey, listeners out there, if you're moving.
Brock's good.
Brock, he does it for cheap, too. Pizza and beer.
Call him on a Saturday. He'd be more than happy to. You know how many friends I've had to move things for? Hey, Brock, can you pick this up for me? I was like, all right, fine. That's fine. It's a blessing and a curse. And I love helping my friends out. But there's also times where I'm like, why don't you guys just go to U-Haul and rent it? I am not a U-Haul service.
Hey, you know what? Another example for your truck. It's a blessing because, you got a truck, and it's nice having a truck. Until you go to the gas station.
Yeah, that is
a curse. That's when it becomes a curse, especially now.
I'm just going to say it, too. I blame all the soccer moms that have gone from vans to trucks. The truck's the new trendy thing to drive now, and it's driven the prices of all of them up, all right? Yeah. You don't need a four-wheel drive truck, Karen, okay?
To get to soccer practice?
That's right. Anyway. So, yeah, it's a blessing and a curse for me, my truck. My wonderful old black beauty. That's what I call her. That's right. Yep. She's out in the parking lot right now.
I was for sure your answer was going to be fishing.
No, that's just a blessing. That's a blessing, man. What are you talking about? There's not a bad day. There's never once where I'm like, I hate this. Never, never once. Some may disagree with me, but for me, no, absolutely not. Absolutely not. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. What do you have in life that's a blessing and a curse? We'll be back with your answer. Stick around.
Rocks.
Damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
Good morning. 752, Brock Hunter.
Good morning.
All right, your topic of the day brought to you by Specialite, Indicator, and Benton Township. What do you have in your life that is a blessing and a curse? It's good and bad.
Yep.
Sweet and sour.
Golf.
That's a good one
it's
for you.
It's great, dude. It's great getting up in the morning. You get a nice round. You get out there, and then you start playing.
Get you.
Damn it, this is hard.
Why do I do this? Why do I do this to myself all the time?
You know what? I'm not the only one, though. It makes me feel a little bit better.
I mean, you're one of the worst ones, but yeah, I get it. I get what you're saying.
I see people screaming and throwing clubs all the time.
Let's take a phone call. What do you have in your life that's a blessing and a curse? WIRX, hello.
Hey, blessing and a curse, probably knowing how to fix or build small items.
Fix or build small items. What? Give me an example.
Being a handyman.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Yeah. So
you know, I do a lot of my own stuff at the house, and then people are like, "Oh, you know how to do this? Can you come do it for me?"
Hey, you did a great job on that. Hey, my washer's got a little wonky. Can you? I see. I see where you're coming from. That is for sure.
Yeah.
Good answer, buddy.
Hey, there you go. You guys have a good one.
Later, man.
Yep.
Does your dad get a lot of car stuff? Like people just 100%. Call, hey, what's going on with this? Unfortunately, being a car guy and knowing how to fix most things, that's kind of a blessing and a curse. And
the thing, too, is he's a super, super nice guy. Yeah. Very generous. He's a very generous guy. So it's hard for him to say no.
Yeah.
Sometimes. And I look at him, I'm like, dude, you don't need to do that, man. Yeah. Like, I don't know. It's tough. I look at him and I'm like, man, you do a lot. He do a lot around the house. He does a lot for himself and other people.
Dad, you start your own garage. Nah, just people brought a bunch of stuff over.
I had to fix it.
Fix it for him.
Got good at it.
My buddy Zach is kind of that way, too. He's a parts guy. Like, so if you got anything for your vehicle, it's like you call him, and I'm sure he just gets bombarded with calls. Like, what do you think about this? Am I getting ripped off with this? And he's like, all right. You guys going to pay me for this? No, I'm not. You're my friend. That's your payment right there. Let's see. Carrie said a good memory is a blessing and a curse.
Oh, yeah. I could probably see that.
You see that? I forget everything. That's good. It's just a curse.
It's nice to forget something.
Yeah, most stuff. Let's see. Debbie said being nice. Mike said my good looks. Yeah, there you go, Mike. All right.
So damn good looking. It sucks sometimes.
Rob said a beard. With great beard comes great responsibility. Beards are nice, but they can be a blessing and a curse because they're not, like cold weather, super nice. Your face is nice and warm. But then
you get a bunch of soup and stuff.
I got birds living in there. It's terrible. I like Kat's answer. She said my job. Good I have one. Curse that it doesn't pay enough. I think everyone can probably chalk that up. Like, I'm super happy I have a job. Like, that is a blessing.
Right.
To have a job. Nice. But I still also have to get up in the morning and come do a job when I would rather just be retired and not working. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Blessing and a curse.
Laying on the couch being lazy.
See, that would be fantastic. That would be fantastic. TJ said the internet. That kind of goes along with, like, your phone theory right there, you know?
Yeah. It's hard to get off.
Alex said my cat. You got that. Is your cat a blessing and a curse?
Yeah, you know, dude, it is. It's a curse and it's a blessing and a curse because, well, it's nice having the cats when they're in that right mood. But when they're pissed off, man, and they'll bait you. They'll lay on their back and they'll open their legs and be like, come on, pet me. And then you do.
Pet my stomach. It's fine. I won't scratch it this time, man.
Last time I did that.
We almost got murdered, dude.
Yeah, you got to be careful with that. Matt said his kids are a blessing and a curse. That's true. I can see that.
It's a lot of work, man.
Yeah. See,
are you starting to notice like things that are popping up that have to deal with your kid that you just didn't think of before?
Like, well, nothing prepares you in that sense, you know. And enjoying that sweet spot where she's just kind of sweet and the problems are easy to fix with a bottle or, you know, a toy. So it's not too bad.
Start running around and
getting into things. When she learns to open drawers, I'm sure I'm going to have my hands full. So right now it's not. Right now it's just a blessing at this point. Right now it's my sweet little angel. But as I read a lot of these comments, because a couple people said their kids, like Ben, he said my three daughters, it's a blessing and a curse. So like I'm in the sweet spot right now where it's just a blessing. But I have a feeling the curse part is coming very soon. Very soon.
You got all the phases coming up with your kid too. You know, you'll go through like a God phase. You know.
God, I hope not. Which is fine. You do you. But I remember the cringy phases I went through, and I'm just hoping my daughter doesn't do that. But, you know. Is frosted tips? Do girls do frosted tips? I hope she doesn't do that.
It's my comeback.
The frosted tips phase? Honey, no. Trust me. Look at your dad. He looked terrible with these frosted tips.
You're going to be pulling hair through a cap in no time, dude.
Get the cap on. Anyway, let's take a break. We got more coming up. It's the Plan B Morning Show.